You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with another segment here on Freed on Business, and let's get right to it because we've got one of the most important people that I know. That's Lauren Book. And why is she so important? Because she helps people she doesn't know, and sometimes she does meet people and help them too personally. Hey, Lauren, how you doing?
Hey, Jim, how's everything going?
Rocking and rolling. Hey, you've been traveling the world. What's going on?
It has been a very busy summer here at Lauren's Kids. We actually just got back from Barbados. We were there with Crime Stoppers International, UNICEF, and the World Health Organization, spreading the message that it's okay to tell throughout schools in that country and working really hard to keep those kids safe.
Well, listen, I'm staying here in America, and I've been riding up and down the highway and getting goosebumps because I see our license plates everywhere. Did I say our? I meant your, but I kind of feel like we've all been doing this together, man. It's just awesome.
We could not have done it without you, and so it is exciting. I always have to pull over when I see one to try and, you know, catch my breath.
Yeah, I give the people a high five or a toot on the horn, but I think they think I'm telling them to pull over. You know what else is kind of cool is I've been watching, and now it's over, but the Heat playoffs, and I got Coach Spo and Coach Tony rapping for Lauren's Kids, too.
It has been, you know, those guys are champions no matter what happens on the court. In our heart, and they work so hard to bring about awareness for childhood sexual abuse. And Coach Spo, Coach Fiorentino, Coach Rothstein, you know, such good guys and such a great organization. We could not bring about awareness without them. So we're very lucky to be on their team.
Well, listen, we've talked about a lot of, you know, happy-go-lucky stuff. I want to take some time. I want you to throw out some of your postulates about protecting children, the 95% and stuff like that. Please, let's educate our audience here. Maybe some people haven't heard you.
Absolutely. It's really important to know that 1 in 3 girls and 1 in 5 boys will become the victim of childhood sexual abuse before the age of 18. If we don't intervene with education, we know that 95% of sexual abuse is preventable with education and awareness. So it's so important that your listeners talk to their kids, visit our website, laurenskids.org, use our parent toolkit to help educate them. And as parents are sending their kids to camp this summer, make sure you check out our youth serving organization web tool to help make sure that you're picking a summer camp that has safe camp counselors so that your kids can stay safe all year round.
Oh my gosh, that's something I never even thought of. My gosh, Lauren, you're always one step ahead of everything. Now, what are some of the things that people can look for to make sure whether or not their child is being abused? Because I can tell you, there's people that I've run across in the general course of business that I've then seen shown up on the perp walk on TV for abusing kids, and they look normal to me.
Absolutely. I think it's really important to know that 90% of the time, children are abused by someone they know, love, and trust. And so it's really important that parents pay attention to how their children interact with other adults. Do they seem nervous where they were once okay with a certain adult? And there are different signs to look for. If somebody would rather develop a relationship with your children than with you, or work to spend more time with your kids than with you, that's something that's not quite right and should be a red flag as a parent. Other signs that something may be wrong with your child, if they startle easily, if they have difficulty sitting or walking differently, if they were once a gregarious child and now are a little bit sullen, drastic changes in behavior one way or the other are signs that something is just not quite right, and you should talk to your children and report it if you want to have somebody come out and talk to your kids and investigate whether or not something is going on. And that number is 1-800-96-ABUSE. So important that people utilize that tool to help stay safe.
Now, one of the things that you've been able to accomplish here in the state of Florida is that you've made it the law that if somebody that's not related even to the child thinks that there's abuse going on, it's their obligation to report it, yes?
Absolutely. It is a third-degree felony if you don't report it. So not only is it our moral obligation, it's our legal obligation as well. And it's important to realize that you don't need to have all the facts or information. If you suspect that a child is being abused, it's important to make that call and report it.
Now, Lauren, you gave a number. I'd like you to give the number again. I'd like you to talk about your website for a second. We've only got about a minute or so left. I want to get all the good information I can into this segment.
Absolutely. It's 1-800-96-ABUSE. and you can call that toll-free hotline at any time. We'd ask everybody to check out our website, lawrencekids.org. We have, if you can believe it or not, we're gearing up for this year's walk already. So we have a new kind campaign going where we're voting for the kind organization to help support the walk. So we'd ask all your listeners to help us with that and continue to follow the journey of the Lawrence Kids Foundation on our website, lawrencekids.org, on Facebook at Lawrence Kids, and on Twitter at Lawrence Kids.
Well,
did I get it all in?
Oh my God, yes. You've given me a minute to talk about what's coming up for the rest of the summer, girl.
Oh my goodness. Well, we are actually on the road to start developing and making sure that we can implement every grade level of our Safer, Smarter Kids curriculum in schools that will be coming out next year. And like I said, it's been a whirlwind tour. We were in the Netherlands, Barbados, and all of your listeners can check out where we've been and what we've been doing on the website.
Well, listen, we've got to get you to take a breath and do some great events here for our kids in South Florida. Vivian and I are going to work with Tarek and some of our team to see if we can't put some events together with your team. Because, Lauren, it all starts at home. There's so many vulnerable people, little people here in South Florida, and we really need you to reach out and touch as many of them as you can with your beautiful, wonderful message of love and healing.
I can't believe it was a year ago that we were at the Piranha Optimist together.
Well, we beat the president there by 6 months. I think we're ahead of the game.
It's pretty good. And I can't, you know, it's very exciting to have the rest of the summer home to kind of work on some of the summer camps. We'll be at the James Jones Legacy camp next week. So we're here. We're glad to be here and start working in the camps to spread the message that it's okay to tell.
Lauren, God bless you. God bless the coach, and thank you so much for all the things you do for all the young people in our community, and thanks again for educating us to help us protect our children.
Thank you, and give Vivian a kiss and a hug.
Oh, she's listening. She's smiling right now, Lauren. God bless. We'll talk to you soon. We'll see you soon. We're going to be right back after this short break. Oscar, it's all yours.
Night.